Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me at the 2017 AFL Combine is Glenelg's Darcy Fogarty. How are you, Darcy?
Yeah, good, thanks, Zach. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for joining us. A beautiful sunny day here at Etihad Stadium, and we're overlooking the playing surface as well as the testing area. And unfortunately, Darcy, you're not going to be able to get involved in the physical testing this year due to the knee surgery. But just for the listeners' benefit straight up, give us an insight as to how the knee is and how's the recovery going?
Yeah, the knee's going well. So I'm back running not long ago, so get through sessions fine without it swelling up and without any pain afterwards, so it's all going well and the recovery's going well in the gym, and I'm starting to build back strength now, so not too long until I'll be kicking and doing some agility runs, and yeah, it should be fine.
Just how long ago was it when you did have the surgery, and what exactly did you have done?
The surgery is on the 2nd of August, I'm pretty sure, so yeah, and just had a slight meniscal tear and on my right lateral knee, on my knee, so they just went in there and gave it a bit of a trim, and just cleaned it up, I guess, and yeah, it wasn't too much of a surgery, it wasn't too serious, so it was good.
Yeah, that is very positive, and fair to say, towards the back end of the National Champs and even throughout the National Champs, was that sort of something that was plaguing you a little bit? Because we did notice that you had that strapping on for most of the games.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad during the championships with the strapping. The strapping helped it a lot with restricting some of the jarring movements that did come with it when it wasn't getting strapped. The worst it got was probably at Glenelg when it wasn't getting strapped and sort of kicking long and hard, I guess, when it jarred at the end of the motion. That's probably when it started to hurt the most, and it sort of jarred in and clicked, and then yeah, it just caused a bit of pain. But yeah, when it was getting strapped, it was fine.
That's good to hear. Obviously hasn't been the easiest of years for you due to that, and obviously the National Champs didn't quite get the fluency in terms of you would have liked and how you would have liked to have played. But after that, how have you sort of dealt with the year, I guess, mentally more than anything, Darcy, being such a challenge for you?
Yeah, it's been a bit frustrating, I guess, sort of carrying the injury, and more so just not being able to play as well as I would have liked. But sort of mentally it's been challenging, I guess, being the first time that I've had to miss this many games for a year, and it's just sort of been a bit of an eye-opener of what could potentially come if I do have another injury later in my career, or if something does eventuate where I have to miss football for a while. So
you've learned some valuable lessons, no doubt, about how to recover and how to look after your body in this sort of situation?
Yeah, no, it's been a good learning curve for what could happen and what I have to do to keep my body in half-decent shape, I guess, and yeah, sort of, it's been good.
What are some of the things that you have done, like little extras perhaps, just to really look after yourself and get back as quick as you have?
Post-surgery as quick, or sort of following the guidelines and making sure you're getting all the movements and the exercises done to assure you get your mobility back, I guess, and your movement through the knee, and then it's just pretty well building up that quad strength. Well, for my knee injury, it was building up the quad strength and going through it all there, and yeah, just getting back into the gym and doing stuff properly in there and doing all the little things, and yeah, getting through it.
Obviously, as we touched on earlier in the chat, not able to test here, but still able to get involved in terms of being interviewed by the AFL clubs. Have you had many of those today?
I had about five today, I think, so it's been good. They've all been pretty relaxed and pretty cruisy, so nothing really throwing me off as of yet.
So none of these quirky questions as yet that we so often hear about?
Nah, I think a few boys have had some from Collingwood. I haven't had Collingwood, so I think it gets a bit tricky there.
Who have you had so far?
I think I've had North, Saints, Freo, Brisbane and Sydney.
Okay. Yeah. Either of the local clubs in SA, Crows or Port, lined up for you?
Nah, so I don't have any interviews with them at the moment, so yeah.
Who do you barrack for in the AFL?
Geelong.
Okay. Your favourite player?
Probably Ben Cousins or Luke Hodge.
Okay. Anyone you've sort of modelled your game on, seeing was talking along those lines?
Not really. Sort of just try and look at sort of players that are similar, I guess. The tall midfielders, medium forwards, I guess. And, sort of see what they do well and then try and put it into my game. And if it works, I'll keep it and keep working on it. And if it doesn't, I'll sort of just try and move on and try and find something else, I guess.
Where do you see your best spot? Because obviously you probably played your best game in the national champs for SA down back, that last one. And but obviously the year before when you played national champs, you were so effective as a lead-up forward.
Yeah, I think my best position is forward and midfield. So hopefully with some pre-seasons under my belt and full uninterrupted pre-seasons, I should be able to build my aerobic capacity and then be able to move into the midfield for a longer period of time and play mainly there instead of being just a chop-out explosive player through the middle.
Mm. No doubt, you touched on it earlier, your time with Glenelg and playing some league footy this year, that would have been a great experience for you.
Yeah, and no, it was a real eye-opener of what could come, and it was sort of good to play on some ex-AFL players that have been playing around for a while and they know a thing or two, so it was good to learn off them and sort of get a feel for a different pace and different build of players, so yeah.
Excellent. Was there one in particular that you enjoyed playing on when you did play for the Bays?
Probably going in the middle, I didn't play on him much, but Mitch Griggin, just working about how he goes about stoppages and sort of through certain passages of players. And then when I was up forward, I was lucky enough to play on Paul Stewart, so
okay. Yeah,
got pretty lucky there and sort of worked off or got to see how he positioned himself to get me out of position and in marking contests and what he does in general play just to throw me off a bit, so it was good.
Yeah, no doubt. A couple of experienced campaigners there, particularly Paul Stewart, over 100 games of AFL footy. I guess being here, though, you've had the interviews and the like, and there's only about less than 2 months now until draft day. Have you got a feel where you might slot into things? Obviously, there's a lot of talk, and it's hard to know where you'll drop.
Yeah, no, not really too sure. Hopefully just go somewhere, I guess. Doesn't really faze me on the... on where I go, sort of just hopefully get the opportunity somewhere.
And I've heard you say before you've got a lot of respect for your hometown, obviously a place that means a lot to you, and a lot of other people have put in a lot of time and effort to get you this far, and no doubt you want to finish off the job for them.
Yeah, it's something that stands pretty highly with me is representing Loosendale as best as I can, and it's something that I want to do for them and for my family and for my friends, and it's not really about me much anymore.
Mm-hmm. Why are you so passionate about your hometown?
They've done a lot for me, whether it's fundraising for certain opportunities that I've been lucky enough to get. So it's just things that they do that might go unnoticed and or forgotten for some, but something that I hold pretty close to myself. And I'll never forget the opportunity and the time that people have taken out of their day to help me.
So when you say about the fundraising, is that the local footy club, Loosendale Footy Club, or the whole community itself? And what sort of things did they do to do that for you?
It's just the whole community, I guess. Back in under-12s, Mum wouldn't have been able to afford some funds, I guess, to give me the opportunity to go over to Canberra and represent South Australia. So we chucked out a few tins and, luckily enough... the community of Loosendale helped out support Mum and myself, and we were lucky enough to raise enough money and I could end up going, and it was a great experience and I'm ever grateful for it.
Yeah, fantastic. And obviously your mum's very close to you and played a huge part into you getting this far.
Yeah, Mum's she's been a big influence, I guess. She's pretty sporty herself, and she's probably my hardest critic, I guess, and I've been very lucky that she's been so generous, I guess, and devoting her time to me and taking me around to footy trainings and driving up to Adelaide enough, and something that I appreciate a lot, and
What does she ride your heart on in terms of your own game?
Oh, just probably the work and everything really, just not working hard. I hear her over the fence a lot when she rips into me, but she's the first one to say if I play badly or not, so it's pretty crazy.
Very good. At least when she does praise you, you've certainly played a blinder. So, outside of footy, doing year 12 at Ross Trevor College, how's that going?
Yeah, it's going well. It's nearly done now, so I think we've got about 2 more weeks of contact, 10 days of contact days at school. So then, then we got exams. So not long now.
Oh, fantastic! And what have you been studying this year?
just a couple of scientific studies. Woodwork and PE and religion and English, so it's been pretty crazy. There's a fair spread between all of them, but she's been good.
What's your favourite?
Probably PE.
Okay, no doubt. And hence, is that something outside of footy in terms of your working life that you might look to follow the path of?
Yeah, maybe, I guess. Sort of hasn't really entered my thought much, but hopefully just get into carpentry or electrician if footy doesn't work, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, very good. You can't go wrong with a trade, that is for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Darcy, thank you very much for your time on the Sandful Radio. We do appreciate that. And obviously, as we touched on, unfortunately, not able to test here at the 2017 AFL Combine, but great that you're able to be here and experience it. And certainly, you can probably cheer on your Glenelg teammate, Alex Martini.
Yeah, hopefully he does well, and all the best to him. Cheers.